Did you hear how McDonald's used data to become real and caring? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of July. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, something happened that surprised the heck out of us and everybody else. JetBlue to acquire Spirit Airlines. It's a story, and it will impact you. Housing, inflation, and recession talk from the Home Building Trade Group. Remember when people were outbidding others when buying homes? Well, that's cooled a bit in various parts of the country. We'll detail that for you. Ford Motor Company says they have just too many people working there. We've got the Wall Street Report, and green is going gone. Where? We'll share. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
As we say each and every day, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. And yes, you can find us on Twitter. We're there all the time at IOB_NewsHour. You know, data and digital access can be a bit scary. You know how it goes. You look at something online, and for days afterward, that product or service pops up on your social media feed. Well, that's one way to use the data. But here is another, and it is brilliant. Inc. is reporting on a viral story about McDonald's and a note found in a customer's delivery. It's not what one would usually expect to receive alongside a Big Mac and fries, but neither is what the note said. Here it is, quote, "Hello, we seen that you've placed your order from a hospital. Hope you're keeping well. Your order is on us. Sincerely, the McDonald's team," end quote. Inc. said this about that, quote, "McDonald's did one thing very few do that made a world of difference regarding its use of data in marketing. With two words, we've seen, the company led with transparency, a key element in building trust when using data, according to the Harvard Business Review. What this does is wash away the negative connotations that often come as a side effect of data-driven marketing, which can often feel overtly intrusive and suspiciously personal. Instead, McDonald's actually used the data and the fact that it has it to connect with a customer. By making them feel seen, they also feel heard and understood, something that most humans psychologically desire even more than love, according to Psychology Today. And this is just the beginning of what made the fast food chain's approach to data-driven marketing so genius." So says Inc., so says us, it was pretty cool marketing. For weeks, it's been doom and gloom about the Fed and the rate increase. And then on Wednesday, the Fed raises rates by 75 basis points and Wall Street soars. On Thursday, the GDP numbers came in. Experts had predicted the economy would grow at a rate of 0.3%. But that's not what happened. The government figures came in at a contraction of 0.9%, and while that was a much better number than Q1, it was still not so good. However, and this is where it gets really wild, investors on Wall Street put that number in the rearview mirror and looked to the future, and once again, Wall Street went green. It was such an oddity that we were hard-pressed to find rationale among some of the top economists in the nation. Meanwhile, make no mistake, consumers are paying more for everything, but, and this is big, with gas prices falling like a rock and supply chain troubles easing, investors are betting on a brighter future. But that, of course, doesn't sell copy. What might surprise folks is that consumer spending, while falling from 1.8% to a growth of 1%, means consumers are still in the ballgame. And that matters. Those numbers from Wall Street? I'll have those for you in just a bit. Ending months of speculation over Frontier Airlines buying Spirit, on Thursday we got word it's not Frontier, but JetBlue. CNN is reporting that JetBlue Airways announced it would purchase Spirit Airlines, a combination that would create America's fifth largest airline company. The announcement comes a day after Spirit pulled the plug on a deal to merge with Frontier. JetBlue had been pursuing a hostile bid for Spirit, even while Spirit sought shareholder approval for a lower-priced deal with Frontier. Spirit had continually expressed concern whether regulators would approve a deal with JetBlue. But shareholders had balked at accepting Frontier's less valuable cash and stock offer when they had JetBlue's all-cash offer on the table. So what does all of this mean for you? Industry experts have said the deal could lead to higher fares across the industry. A Frontier-Spirit deal, by contrast, would have brought together two airlines that have very low base fares. Neither airline has first class or business class seats. Now, for that reason, it is possible that the JetBlue deal for Spirit will face strong antitrust scrutiny from the U.S. Department of Justice, particularly if the Justice Department views the acquisition as harmful to consumers. Well, in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, here's some scary news coming out of the housing sector. MoneyWise is reporting that according to the National Association of Home Builders, the housing sector is in trouble. In a recent interview, the association CEO Jerry Howard told Bloomberg that the U.S. is for sure headed into a recession. His proof? A decline in home building and buying has led to every recession since the end of the Second World War, according to Howard. The association's latest report indicates that buyers and builders are both pulling back from the market yet again, which could be a leading indicator for another recession on the horizon for this year. But hold on to that. We've got another story coming about the 10-year T-note, which is kind of interesting. Meanwhile, again from the housing sector, those bidding wars are subsiding. It wasn't that long ago where sellers were taking bids on their homes that often were above the listed selling price. Well, that's cooled a bit in several housing sectors across the country. Money Talks News is reporting that in June, homebuyer competition dropped to 49.9% of all offers written by Redfin agents, and that's the lowest level since May of 2020. It was the fifth consecutive month that metric has declined. Bidding, by the way, has cooled in Seattle, Detroit, Honolulu, Raleigh, North Carolina, Phoenix, Riverside, California, and in Tampa, Florida. Well, this doesn't look good for workers at Ford Motor Company. Fortune is reporting that this week CEO Jim Farley confirmed he was looking to reduce headcount in its legacy combustion engine business to fund the transformation to EVs and keep pace with Tesla as much as possible. Quote, "We have absolutely too many people in some places, no doubt about it," end quote. That's what the Ford boss told analysts after the company posted second quarter results. He went on to say, quote, "We have skills that don't work anymore, and we have jobs that need to change," end quote. Farley's comments came after Bloomberg reported last week he's preparing to cut as many as 8,000 salaried workers, primarily at his Ford Blue legacy car business, and preceded news on Thursday that U.S. gross domestic product sank by nearly 1% in the second quarter. Well, even with all the gloom and doom, Wall Street had a superior day as investors decided to look forward, and word is starting to spread the Fed will not raise interest rates in September. The Dow gained 332 points on the day to close at 32,529, while the Nasdaq picked up 130 points to end the session at 12,162, and the S&P 500 added 48 points to finish at 4072. Meanwhile, and this is important, the 10-year T-bill declined, which will not only have an impact on mortgage rates, but is also a sign that the markets think the Fed will have to pivot and move away from higher rates and actually lower rates in the next 12 months. Meanwhile, earnings continued to impress. And of course, the three major indexes, they all ended the day in the green. And finally, there is this, speaking of green. CNN is reporting the Coca-Cola company is changing the look of one of its most iconic drinks. Starting in August, the beverage giant will get rid of Sprite's famous green bottle, switching to clear plastic instead. The move is driven by sustainability. Coca-Cola says clear plastic is more reusable than green plastic, which contains an additive that means green bottles can't be recycled into other bottles. Now, it's not only Coca-Cola that's poised for a makeover. Fresca, Seagram's, and Mellow Yellow will also get clear bottles in the near future. Well, that's a wrap on the business news headlines for today for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.